the All Arizona Daily Download.
The top five local stories of the day.
Now.
Five. Trump arrives in the Valley tonight.
He's going to spend two nights in the Valley. How about that? The last time he was here?
Well, I'm thrilled to be back in Phoenix, in the great state of Arizona, with so many thousands of hardworking American patriots.
Okay, so Trump, two nights. I didn't really know it would be two nights. I thought it was going to be what he usually does, pop in, pop out. This is a big deal. I think that we have to realize that two nights is a big deal because there are going to be a lot of fundraisers now, and that money's going to go to Martha McSally, and she's going to use a lot of that to put on television. So this isn't a, I'm in town for 3 hours. This is, I'm in town for a couple days, and I'm helping Martha McSally. That is big for Martha McSally.
So. Yeah, the president is doing a Western state tour. He's flying to Montana now. He'll fly to Arizona tonight. I think he goes to Nevada next.
Right.
At Mesa Gateway, it's going to affect only one flight, they say. But remember, tomorrow he's supposed to tour Luke Air Force Base on the west side, and then the rally is tomorrow night as well. Now, we'll bring you, if we can, the audio from Luke Air Force Base. You'll hear it live on KTAR News. But just be aware, for the next 2 days, traffic on the west side is going to be pretty crappy because tonight is the football game in Glendale, sure. And then you've got the president over at Luke Air Force Base.
But it's not every day or every year or every decade a president comes to Arizona for 2 days.
Four. An unexpected guest at Trump's rally.
Yeah, will he or won't he? We now know that the governor, Doug Ducey, will attend President Trump's political rally in Mesa. He'll be at Mesa Gateway Airport and provide, it's being described as, quote, brief remarks, unquote.
Yeah, it tells you what Governor Ducey thinks of his race with David Garcia. He thinks it's over, and he's right. Everybody knows David Garcia doesn't have a prayer in this race. He's run a terrible campaign. He's a bad candidate. He lost to Diane Douglas in the last time he ran. He's not even close to Ducey. And Ducey says, I could do whatever, you know, this is just me thinking. Ducey's thinking, I could do whatever I want. Doesn't really matter.
It's not going to impact negatively if I go to this rally.
No.
Because Ducey has kept his arm's length of the president in the past.
This is I think we'll have to look this up. This may be the first time he's actually been at a rally on stage with President Trump. And that just shows you how confident he is that he's going to win re-election. He's probably 100% sure he's going to win re-election because Ducey is very careful when it comes to President Trump.
2015, Trump visited Phoenix as a candidate. Ducey did not personally welcome or meet him. 2016, Republican nomination. The governor spoke at a Phoenix campaign rally. 2017,
that was one.
Ducey greeted the president when he arrived but did not attend the campaign.
Yeah, he will this time.
Three. The number three story on the All Arizona Daily Download, will Trump close the southern border?
Yeah, just before the president got on Air Force One and is flying to Montana, he put out a series of tweets. And he basically said that he would use the military. He would use American troops to close the border to try and stop the flow of caravans of migrants from Central America.
Yeah, can he close the border? Is he allowed to? How do you do it? Can you send the military down there if you're the president? Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. He says this.
He can do it. The problem with it is even if he sends troops to the border and we apprehend 100% of the individuals that cross the border illegally, because we don't have the resources to detain these individuals, to see them through their asylum claims or their pending deportation proceedings, ultimately, they end up getting released into the United States.
Trump is trying to figure out how do we stop all these asylum seekers from coming to America? And what he should have figured out is that this is his own fault. When he came out with the zero tolerance policy, and after he had to cancel it because it was such a bad idea, thousands and thousands of more people saw that and came to America.
It was not a deterrent.
No. It invited them here because they knew the law.
Two. Mineshaft rescue.
A man looking for gold fell about 100 feet deep into a mineshaft.
It's gold, Jerry.
He is lucky to be alive as the Maricopa County Rescue Team pulled him out I don't know how they found this guy. He was all by himself, no cell phone, no nothing. He's stuck in a mine shaft.
Yeah, and somebody he knew stopped by and heard him screaming.
How you doing down there?
I'm okay.
No, I'm not. I'm stuck.
I just killed three rattlesnakes.
Did he really?
Yeah. He wasn't alone.
Yikes.
Killed three rattlesnakes.
How can you even see down there?
Who searches for gold anymore?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess there are people that do this, but why would you be by yourself down in a mine shaft? I do not know.
Well,
his harness broke.
He fell. He fell into a 100-foot-deep mine shaft.
Yeah, his harness
broke.
That's why
he was there. Oh,
my goodness. I couldn't imagine.
It's like City Slickers.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Let's go out and look for gold.
Right.
Do you think he had, like, one of those, you know, you see some people on a beach with the metal detector thing and... It's like that big, huge instrument, and they're trying to find something in the sand. You think that's
metal detector, not a gold detector.
Well, what's a gold detector?
A gold detector is when you take an old man, like Gummy Joe, and he pans for gold, and he goes, Eureka,
no.
I just found gold! Gold!
I don't like when you talk like that.
I don't like talking like that.
One. Your commute will be a disaster.
Ha! Might as well listen to Mac and Gatos today.
Leave now.
2 to 6.
Leave now.
Yeah, because you know what's happening today? Something that's never happened before.
ASU and the Cardinals both playing at home tonight for the first time ever. Of course, that means traffic from those sporting events are going to go from Tempe all the way to Glendale and everywhere in between.
Yeesh. So listen to KCAR Detour. Dan is on the story. He's on the traffic. There's nobody better in the country than Detour Dan Beach. This is really going to be quite a mess, and I'm not talking about probably what will happen in Glendale tonight on the field.
Wow.
Well, I got to tell you, Mac, I had to pick one, Denver or the Arizona Cardinals, because, you know, we got the football pool here at the station that I've already been victorious on, by the way.
1 week, yeah.
Yeah. I have picked the Arizona Cardinals to squeak out a win. You want to know how confident I am in that pick?
Not very.
Not at all.
Oh.
Not very confident.
Then why'd you pick the Cardinals?
Got to pick
then?
One. Both teams are terrible.
Oh, okay.
I got to tell you, I'm almost hoping the Cardinals, I'm a big fan, I'm hoping they get shut out tonight.
Why?
Because then,
why? I mean, that's then they're 1-6.
Then they'll fire their offensive coordinator,
or will they fire the head coach? Because I heard he's on the hot seat too.
I don't want to see him fire the head coach yet. I still have some faith in Steve Wilks.
Okay,
so you can expect delays in downtown area, in the downtown Tempe area,
right?
And goodness, out to Glendale,
yikes!
It's gonna be a mess.
The All Arizona Daily Download: the top 5 local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News.
The All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea with no mask, no hose, no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.
Well, we made national headlines, Mac, with Senate candidate Kyrsten Sinema in studio yesterday. Is she proud to be a Democrat? Wow, you're going to hear her unexpected answer in a second.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Yesterday, Senate candidate Kyrsten Sinema, we had her on the show. We did about a half an hour with her. We've kind of condensed this interview down. If you missed it, we're going to play part of it here. And listen to the first real question that we ask her about being a Democrat. This is what happened yesterday, Mac and Gatos with Kyrsten Sinema.
Representative Sinema, thank you for joining us. We know your schedule's very tight.
It's great to be here, you guys. Did you dress up because I was coming in?
I always look good. I think Mac dressed down a little bit because the baby had a little small injury today.
There's a little spit up on.
Well, I always wear a collar.
We always wear collars. I mean, every time we see you, we're wearing a collar.
We didn't put a collar on just because you were coming in.
Right.
I don't have a collar on.
No, you don't.
Thank goodness.
No.
Now, are you wearing purple because Arizona's turning purple?
That's my favorite color.
Really?
Yeah. Look at the shoes. See?
Yeah, purple shoes, too.
Yeah, favorite color.
You wore purple at the debate with Martha McSally.
Yeah.
Well, that was more of a wine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but close. Yeah.
Cool. We're glad to have you in.
But close.
Wine, yeah.
Jeez.
So, Representative Sinema, are you a Democrat?
I am.
Proud Democrat?
Gosh, it's hard to say proud. I'm not sure that people are even proud of parties anymore because I feel like the parties are not doing a good job. So I would say that I'm a proud Arizonan. That's something I'm very proud of. And I'm proud of the work that I have done in Washington, D.C. and the work I've done in the state Senate and the state House before going to Congress. But I'm not particularly proud of the parties.
Hmm. You know, in your ads, it mostly doesn't. Well, actually, I don't think I've seen a D.
It doesn't.
Is that on purpose?
That's right, because I am an independent voice for Arizonans, and I want folks to, when they see my ads or hear from me or when I'm talking to them and listening to them, I want them to think about who I am as their elected official and as their public servant.
Hmm. Okay.
What are you thinking?
I thought you would have totally dodged that question. I thought you would have said, as a Democrat, I believe in this, I believe in this, I believe in this, that it wasn't so independent. Why is it so important to make that independent leap? Why not say I'm not affiliated with the Democratic Party, run as an independent like a Joe Lieberman, and do it that way?
Tried that once, remember?
Mm-hmm. Well, true, but yeah. It's a different election. It's
Didn't
a different
work.
Time.
Yeah.
I guess the knock against your campaign is that we haven't seen you out enough. We haven't, you know, this is the first time we've talked to you during this campaign, during this election.
Do you think people are saying, oh, you're hiding? Or you're not?
I don't think so.
No?
No. You know, I've been spending my time going at literally every single day to different events where mm-hmm. I'm listening to voters and meeting voters. You guys, I'm sure, stalk me on Twitter, so mm-hmm. you've probably seen those photos.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not sure what you're saying.
So, I'm out every single day talking to voters, listening to folks. I was in Tucson all day yesterday. We were supposed to have a debate, Martha and I, in Tucson yesterday, and she decided not to do it, so.
You wanted two debates.
Yes.
She wanted one.
I think we deserve to have a debate in both Phoenix and Tucson because folks in, you know, both major metropolitan areas of the state deserve to have their own debate.
Hmm.
You know, in the governor's race, they did a debate in Phoenix and Tucson. So that's what I wanted to do.
Democratic candidate in Arizona Senate race, Representative Kyrsten Sinema joining us in studio. Can we get down to this pink tutu thing? Because this was an ad that I think was effective. It wasn't nice. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying it was nice, but was
it
effective?
True.
Okay. Can you take us back to what the real story is about that day when you were wearing a pink tutu, and do you regret it?
Well, first, let me say that 15 years ago, I was opposed to the war.
This is the war in Iraq.
Yes, yeah. Which is still happening.
Mm-hmm.
What's unfortunate about what Martha chose to do in that ad was to falsely allege that I was protesting our troops. And that actually, that bothered me because you guys know this. My own brothers serve in the military.
Right.
So my big brother is a Marine. He's now retired. He is the canine sergeant for the Tucson Police Department. And I couldn't be prouder than I am of him. And my little brother is still serving in active duty today. He's in the Navy. He's a gunner's mate. He's deployed six times in this war. I felt like it was really unfair, and so did fact checkers. Three fact checkers said Martha's claim about Kyrsten is false. I have never protested our troops because that's my own family. And as you guys know, how seriously I take the issue of taking care of our veterans.
Yeah, the VA.
Yes. Like, I'm like a dog with a bone, right? Mm. To take care of the men and women who served our country. So what I thought was unfortunate about that ad, in addition to my hair, was the false allegation.
Well, let me talk about your hair, too. And my wife brought this up to me. Truth be told, my wife is very conservative. She was appalled that a woman attacked another woman based on their dress, their appearance, the hair, you know, the tutu. How did you take that? Because I was surprised a woman would attack another woman based on looks or based on what they were wearing, almost like a dress shaming thing. Instead of saying, Kyrsten Sinema voted for this, I don't stand for this, the pink tutu was brought up. How did you feel about that? Or did you get the same reaction that my wife had of, I can't believe they're down in the dirt with this, what she's wearing stuff?
Well, Martha has chosen to run a very low road on this campaign. Her entire campaign has been focused on personal, really dirty smears against me and false attacks. And that's the road she's chosen. But even when I'm not on your show, you guys know that I listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
And as you all have noted many times on your show, I don't campaign like that.
Right.
I don't do that.
Was that a decision you made at the very beginning, or was that something that evolved of, okay, do we fight back, do we attack back, or no?
It's what I believe in. I believe that you can have a difference of opinion with someone else, and you can do it politely, you can be respectful about it, and you can stay focused, just like your wife said, on the issues and the votes. Every time we have ever talked, we've agreed some of the time,
uh-huh.
and we've disagreed sometime. But one thing I'll say, I love coming on Mac and Gatos because it's going to be respectful. We are polite to each other and we're professional to each other. We have a little fun. We disagree and we agree. That is how our system should be. And I am disappointed, very disappointed, that Martha has chosen to run a campaign based on smears and false attacks. And we saw that, you know, most recently in the debate.
Mm-hmm. Do you dislike McSally?
No, I don't. And in fact, before the Senate race, she and I worked together on a lot of issues.
How about after the ads? You sit at home and are you fuming from some of the ads that...
Do I look like I'm fuming?
You don't, but...
No, I'm not fuming. I understand that this is a political tactic that she's chosen. I am disappointed by it because I think it lessens the importance of what we're doing and what we're talking about in this country. Real Arizonans have real needs right now. They're not getting what they need or what they deserve from our government.
Mm-hmm.
What she's chosen to do in the campaign doesn't answer any of their questions or concerns. Meanwhile, I'm like, let's get you some health care. Let's figure out how to get education. Let's take care of our veterans. Mm-hmm. So I'm staying focused on the issues, laser focused. And she's over there doing these increasingly desperate activities.
We are with a Democratic candidate in Arizona Senate race, Representative Kyrsten Sinema. Big topic. Arizona has taken in hundreds of asylum seekers from Guatemala. We have another caravan headed towards the United States. A lot of people were placed in churches here in the valley. What do you want to see happen? Should anything be changed? Because they're doing it legally.
So one of the first things that should be changed is that those who come to this country seeking asylum should have their cases adjudicated quickly. Right now, our system is so backlogged that when people come to this country and claim asylum, for the listeners who may not know what that means, it means people who say they're fleeing their home country because they'll be killed, right? So they have to leave because of gang violence or they're being tortured or other horrible things. So if they're coming here and claiming asylum, they have the right under American law to see a judge and have their case be decided. But the backlog is years and years and years. So many of these families just kind of wait.
Do you think it would be right for the president to change the status of Honduras, Guatemala, change the status of refugees? It's a lot easier to get to the United States from Central America than it is to say from Yemen or Syria, where refugees have to go through, you know, halfway around the globe. Do we need to change the countries that can apply for asylum status, do you think? Or are we going to be dealing with thousands of people each and every week or month in this country from Central America?
Well, it's important to note that refugee and asylum are two different things. So refugees are people who come to this country legally because they've been invited.
Mm-hmm.
So our government says you can't live in your country anymore because of war or genocide, and so you can come here. Asylees are people who flee their country and come here and then ask for permission. So I think the key is, again, to get these folks in front of judges very quickly.
So not stop the amount of people or change the status for them, allow them to come, just adjudicate them much more quickly.
I think it would be difficult to say to an entire country you don't qualify to try to come as an asylee, because if there's a horrible war going on in another country, American policy is you can come here and request asylum. But we've got to decide those cases fast.
Okay.
And so the key is to get enough infrastructure in to actually decide the cases and send the folks back who don't qualify and then settle the people who do qualify. You guys know this. Less than 10% of people who apply for asylum actually receive it.
But we've also heard that less than 2% are actually repatriated because they either disappear, skip their court date.
And
we can't keep track of those people either.
But if you adjudicate quickly,
okay,
takes care of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We are with a Democratic candidate in Arizona Senate race, Representative Kyrsten Sinema. Do you like President Trump?
I am happy to work with President Trump on issues we can agree on, like veterans. I was so proud when we got our bill allowing us to protect whistleblowers and fire the bad guys at VA, which, you know, I've been trying to do for years. He signed that into law. I was so grateful because, if you'll recall, President Obama was not supportive of that legislation. So I am grateful that he cares about this issue, and I'm glad to work with him on it. But I do not like some of the policies he's put forth recently, like, for instance, his tariffs. The tariffs are really, really bad for Arizona businesses and for agriculture. So my approach to President Trump is just to, you know, take it as you see it. Work with him on the stuff you can work on him with, and oppose him on the stuff you can't work on him with. And if it's bad for Arizona, you just got to oppose it. But you can do that, as I said earlier, without being personal or mean about it. You just take it like it is.
Last one. You have not endorsed Democrat for Governor David Garcia. Are you voting for Ducey?
I already voted, but I'm not going to tell you who I voted for.
Well, I tried.
I will tell you, you know, David and I have real differences on substantive policy issues, but I do respect that he works hard to share his vision with the community.
All right.
Democratic candidate, Arizona Senate race, Kyrsten Sinema has joined us. Again, thank you so much for taking the time out.
Thanks, guys.
All right. There it was yesterday, our interview with Kyrsten Sinema. So on the show, we've given you a good, you know, half an hour with Martha McSally in studio. We've given you a good half an hour with Kyrsten Sinema. And really, as we've said, it'll all come down to the independent vote. Whichever way that goes,
right,
most likely that's who will win the election.
The Senate seat, yeah.
All right. Let's see. Coming up next, this is big. Trump arriving in the Valley tonight.
Right.
He'll be here for 2 days. Before he leaves, will he shut down the southern border? Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The president is in the air right now, headed to Montana. He will campaign there. Then he will get back on Air Force One. He will fly to Arizona tonight.
Wrong.
He will be... No, he's coming.
I know.
He will be at Luke Air Force Base tomorrow and in Mesa.
Wrong.
At the... Oh, you got a look from Martha that time.
I did. I saw
it.
Yeah, you better. Don't look at me like that, Martha.
Geez.
I'm trying to do my Trump impersonation.
Wow.
Wrong.
Well, then say small hands.
How job.
About... China.
I only keep it to one word.
China's one word.
That's what I said. I only keep it to one word. And you're not allowed to do Trump impersonations, only me. You got all the other ones.
Hey, you're getting a look from Martha. I'm not.
Sorry,
there
Martha.
You go. So he'll be in town for two nights, three days.
Right.
At...
Show's never going to get off its...
No. And he could do something in Arizona that I don't think any other president, maybe they thought of internally, but they've never voiced it this vocally before. He wants to shut down the southern border. He wants to close Arizona, as well as other southern states, because of the caravans that keep coming in.
Yeah, so here's the deal. We got a massive caravan of 4,000 Central Americans, and they're going through Mexico. They're trying to get to the United States. Obviously, no visas or travel papers. They're trying to escape a very terrible situation in their home country. And so you got 4,000 people that are trying to get here, and Trump is trying to figure out a way to stop it. And he's got a couple of ideas. Here are the ideas for Trump to stop this, right? Cancel aid to these countries, Honduras,
Guatemala, Salvador.
Okay. Cancel aid. Well, I mean, I understand why he's putting that on the table.
That's a threat. The leaders would take it seriously.
I think what you're seeing here is the art of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you're seeing here is Trump has a problem in front of him, and he's going to throw everything at the problem and see which one sticks.
And then you negotiate. Yeah.
Correct. So cancel aid. Is he going to do that? Probably not. Threaten Mexico to stop the caravan? Probably. But how far will he go? You know, he could send the military to the border. He could shut down the border. Here's the problem, though. How do you stop someone from coming into the United States who is seeking asylum? It is everything that these caravans and these thousands of people from Central America are doing, it's legal.
By national and international law.
Right.
So in order to change that, you'd have to change the law. You can't just wave your wand.
President at a cabinet meeting.
People are coming up in caravans and we have to stop them, even though the laws are terrible. The laws are terrible. Our laws are terrible.
President Trump blames Democrats, but his fellow Republicans control Congress.
Yeah, I mean, enough that we're not going to get into the blame game because that's just a bunch of ridiculous noise.
But both
sides are morons in Congress.
But is this a truly big problem, or is this just gamesmanship? Is this just the art of the deal that if you make a loud enough noise and get enough attention mm-hmm. by other people and scream bloody murder, oh, my God, they're coming, I'm going to shut down the border, I'm going to stop aid, is that a motivation tactic to get Congress to do something?
I almost think that Trump's motivation here is to try and cover up the fact that it's his fault. It's his fault because...
So this is a deflection then.
Yeah, and this is why it's Trump's fault that people are coming here in droves. Here are the numbers. Here are the facts. Numbers show an 80% increase in the number of illegal immigrant families / asylum seekers. 80% increase. Since Trump ended his zero tolerance policy. Since that awful policy came out of zero tolerance, we're going to separate the kids from their parents. After he tried to implement that, and basically almost all of America said, we don't like that.
Right.
The people, his side of the aisle, the other side of the aisle, the Central Americans have figured out that now we can do that.
That's the way to stay in America.
That's the way to, you're not going to separate us now.
Because only 2% have been repatriated.
They put a spotlight on the law that said, claim asylum, stay in America.
There you go.
So this is Trump's fault that more people are coming.
Absolutely.
So is he going to shut down the border, and can he shut down the border? We'll talk about that next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, if you're just joining us in the last segment, we were talking about this caravan of 4,000 people from Honduras headed towards the United States. President Trump's trying to figure out what to do. He has said maybe we should cancel aid to some of these countries. We're going to threaten Mexico. You guys got to stop them before they get to the border. Trump has also said he may send the military to the border. But now, listen to this. This is how serious President Trump is about trying to stop people from coming over the border.
The president threatening on Twitter in all caps to, quote, close our southern border if Mexico doesn't stop what he calls an onslaught.
Close the border?
What's in fact about 2,000 migrants who fled Honduras and are making their way north in a caravan.
About 4,000, actually.
Now,
Mexico has said that migrants that have proper documents can enter that country, but those who don't would have to apply for refugee status or face deportation.
Now, I know that Trump is working this. It's kind of, he sees it as a deal. He sees it as a negotiation. How can I negotiate with Guatemala and Honduras? How can I negotiate with Mexico to stop a caravan from coming here? The art of the deal, he's throwing everything out there. I can do this, 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 and this.
But can you, but can he?
But can you shut the border
right,
down?
Can you do that? The answer is no.
Okay.
The answer is no, that you can't. The president appears to believe, I guess, if he's going to throw this out, that he can say, I'm shutting this down. But that's not the case. You would have businesses, people, towns screaming. First of all,
okay.
Because of the amount of goods and services that go across the border. So from an economic standpoint, it would be ludicrous. And then the other part is the president can't wave a magic wand and just say, shut her down. That doesn't happen.
It seems that there's a lot of confusion about if he can do it, if he can't do it. Because if you look back in history, I think Bush and Obama both thought about doing it. But DHS said, I don't know if we can.
They have the authority? Right.
And they frustrated Pentagon officials, so I don't know.
Right, because you
there's got to be a yes or no out there. I mean, come on.
Yeah, there's a yes if there's an attack. If there is an imminent attack and you had, yeah, they can do that, absolutely, and then they search everybody. But can you say, no, we're going to shut it down this weekend until all these people go back home? I don't think you can do that. That, I mean, that would cause massive economic chaos on both sides of the border.
So, like, if you close the border down, how long do you close it down for?
Right.
How much money do you lose with the economy?
And it doesn't stop people from coming in here illegally.
True.
That's the other problem.
Yeah, but is that really the big problem right now? I don't see that as the big problem. I think the big problem is asylum seekers coming in to America by the thousands. And then they're going to be dropped off right here in the valley at a church. You know, we talked to Kyrsten Sinema about this yesterday. She's running for Senate. We said, what would you do? She says, you have to hire more judges. You've got to
adjudicate their cases
quickly.
Very quickly, instead of months or weeks. You got to cut it down. But that costs money and that takes time, too.
Well, I mean, still, I understand that some will stay and some probably have to stay. And that's OK. I mean, we've done that for a long time. We certainly keep a lot of people here in the United States because they're at a war-torn country or
right.
There's poverty or stuff like that. But not everybody can stay. We just can't handle it. But some people will, and that's fine. But not all. We can't have all the people stay.
And you can't
have a place for everybody.
And you can't put the military on the border. Mm. Well, I shouldn't say that. We have. It's called the National Guard, but they're not there with an M16 or
no.
Some kind of a firearm.
They don't have a weapon at all,
and they will not shoot anybody there. You can't do that either.
Yeah.
The guy from what, the Border Patrol? Who do we talk to? Mr. Judd. He said you can't just put people there to shoot other people if they come in. You have to process them.
Because
if they have passed,
it's legal.
If they have crossed that border, you can't just shoot them.
No, no, no.
You have to, and you can't turn them around and put them back either.
Right.
You have to document who they are, and it's got to be a process. Now, if you change that law, but that takes time, and that takes a bunch of, you know, Congress, acts of Congress.
Good luck.
Which is, right, which has not happened. So when this president threatens, I don't know what good it does. I really don't understand why he does it.
Well, listen, you know right now the dirty little secret is that both sides are loving this. They love that there are people sneaking over the border. They love that there are people claiming asylum at the border because they use this in their campaigns. Do you really think Donald Trump isn't going to talk about this in Phoenix when he gets here tonight and tomorrow?
Oh, God, yes.
Of course he is.
We're a border state.
Yes, and it is important, but it's also very political. They're going to use this to try and get McSally into the Senate. I mean, that's obvious. And, okay, is there a serious problem? Yes. Can they use it to their advantage if you're a Republican and Trump? Yes, but the dirty little secret is, if you were to talk to them behind closed doors, nobody's listening, if you could fix this problem, would you? Oh, no, of course not.
There's no reason to compromise because then you lose your advantage.
No, I mean, how much money do we make on our campaigns talking about illegal immigration? I mean, that's the real thing. That's why Congress isn't going to do anything about it. Trump will rail on it. He will say how outraged he is, but... You know, and Democrats will say, yes, we need to stop people and all that kind of stuff. But behind closed doors, they both love this. They make money off illegal immigration.
Right.
They make money off asylum seekers coming to the U.S. because they like to whine and complain about it.
Right.
And they use it in their stump speeches. And that's what you're going to hear
So far, what we understand is he cannot shut the border with his own directive.
Doesn't mean it can't happen.
But he can't do it. I mean,
he can't do it alone.
Right, right. But we don't know exactly what the process would be for him to do it.
All right, coming up next, Martha McSally's accusation of treason against Kyrsten Sinema is even more ridiculous after you hear Sinema's side of the story next.